From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Facing a renewed effort in the Senate to end the war in Iraq, President Bush said today that the troop surge needs more time to work. Speaking in Cleveland, he said he wouldn't consider bringing troops home until the top commander in Iraq makes his final report to Congress in September.
Now, I call upon the United States Congress to give General David Petraeus a chance to come back and tell us whether his strategy is working.
General Petraeus will update lawmakers on a set of benchmarks Congress set for the Iraqi government. Later this week, the administration will make an interim report on the goals. The White House says it will indicate that the Iraqi government has met some of the benchmarks and hasn't met others.
There are 18 benchmarks, political, economic, and military. When Congress passed legislation funding the Iraq War in May, it said the U.S. strategy will be conditioned on the Iraqi government meeting these commitments. And we're going to get a status report on some of them now. We'll hear about progress on meeting the military benchmarks in a few minutes. First, to talk about the political and economic goals, we're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Jamie Terabay. And Jamie, a big one all along has been that the Iraqi government has to pass a law on oil resources to share revenues around the country. It's been a huge sticking point. Any progress on that?
The oil law has yet to make it onto the floor of parliament. It is still in the Iraqi cabinet government level being discussed between the different political parties. I spoke to a Kurdish MP, Mahmoud Othman, who believes that it won't happen before September, that they'll even make any kind of progress. The different political parties feel very strongly about the distribution of the revenues and the exploration of the different oil fields. And this is something that has stalled repeatedly.
Okay, another thing the Iraqi parliament is supposed to do is to pass a law on debathification, in other words, undoing to some extent the purge of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. What about that benchmark?
That's still up for discussion. The Shiite political parties are very strongly against reversing any of the debathification, and this law is one of those that the lawmakers that I've spoken to believe will also be delayed at least until September.
Another benchmark, Jamie, this is in benchmark number 5, calls for setting a date for provincial elections. Any progress toward that?
That deadline has actually already passed. Provincial elections were supposed to be held in May. This year, the Prime Minister, this is Nouri al-Maliki's responsibility, the Parliament is still waiting for him to present a date, and we're told that he's promised to present a date or nominate a time for this to happen before the end of the year. So it's not even clear whether the elections themselves will happen before the end of this year. So absolutely no progress there at all.
Would you say there's any benchmark that the U.S. Congress has set out that the Iraqi government has made some substantial progress toward? They could actually point to that and say, we've done this.
There are some things that they are doing. These joint security stations are being established under the Baghdad security plan. They are talking about things like protecting minorities. They are talking about making sure that the Iraqi security forces are up to speed. And for Iraqis, this is progress enough. I mean, they operate on a different clock than the people in Washington do. They see the hurry that's going on in Washington, but in some way, it can also work counter to making things move ahead in Baghdad, because there are people who are strongly anti-American and politicians who feel like if they are seen to be moving forward as Washington wants, that it'll make them look bad in front of their Iraqi constituents.
Okay, NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.